everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host, and I am so, so excited to be talking to you today. Victory Friday. Victory Friday. Bills getting the big win in Dallas, 26-15. And, oh, man, what a perfect way to close out a Thanksgiving holiday with a Bills nationally televised game, getting the victory that almost never happens. It's been a long time since I've got to experience that much joy as a person who lives in Buffalo and observes Buffalo Bills games. I'm not going to say I'm the biggest fan, but I do know what's going on. And it's hard to put into words, what we witnessed today. I think many, huge relief, for some a surprise. We all know how confident Bills Mafia can be, and many did go into this game thinking, yeah, we're going to do it, and guess what? They were right. There were doubters. There were lots of doubters, even Bills fans. There was tons of doubters that said, it's Dallas. Dallas is a quality team. We play on Thanksgiving every year. And it's prime time, it was almost a shoo-in. And I think, there's a lot of people that did not expect this victory today. I was one of those people who was pleasantly surprised. I was not expecting it in the least bit. But you know what? As a fan who's just kind of sitting back, observing everything the way it's going. I'm sorry. I'm just a little elated. I'm stoked. I mean, this stretch of 3 games now, and with this game being the icing on the cake, this is the first time I felt confident in Josh Allen being a franchise quarterback. This is the first time he's played efficient football. And what I like to see, when it comes to me judging talent, I need to see stuff on field. I don't want to see glimmers. I don't want to see, oh, he did this really well. No, I want to see consistency. And what Josh Allen has done for the Buffalo Bills is giving them consistency. Not even just the Bills. This coaching staff as a whole has been consistent. And I can't ask for anything more than that. Yes, it's a 3-week stretch. But I just need that consistency. I've watched, Bills football for many years. I'm 28 years old. I've been able to understand Bills football for at least 20 years of my life. And through those 20 years, I haven't been able to witness a whole lot of consistency. It's just the way it's been. Yes, there's been some rough patches this year, but this is a nice stretch, and to travel on a short week into Dallas, AT&T Stadium, one of the best stadiums in the world, in the NFL. At the very least, as far as, luxury and this and that. Very proud fan base, America's team, this and that. And for the Bills to go in there and just curb stomp them, it was remarkable. It was remarkable. And it was cool. I got to sit around with family and witness and watch it happen. And I was just ecstatic. I can't say it enough. It's good to know that. Well, one, we're going into a long, long stretch. We can some change before we face Baltimore. We got a little bit extra prep time. We're going into that time period with a win. And this just helps separate Buffalo from the rest of the wild card pack and, keeps them kind of close with New England. New England has a couple challenges this week with Houston. Houston's going to be a challenge. There's some other challenges. They got to face Kansas City yet. So there's room for Buffalo to still pull out the AFC East. Could it happen? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you just got to keep it close, and this was one of those important games. You know, we're down to the final 5 weeks right now, 5 weeks of football. We needed, people said, you needed at least two wins out of that final five to really, you know, get to that playoff point. I mean, this was big. This was big. It was well-executed offense from the get-go. Defense, even despite the first drive, they did really well. Just a very good effort. Very good effort on all phases of the ball. You know, granted, there were some issues with Steven Hauschka, and I've come to just kind of accept it. I mean, he's still knocking points through the board, you know, knocking points through the posts. Some of them hitting that post and then knocking points through, but you know, that's going to be a concern that's going to have to be dealt with eventually. Hopefully, it doesn't come back to haunt Buffalo in the long run. But regardless, let us get into you know, some of the what happened today. Really, Dallas started off hot. I'm not going to lie; I was expecting the worst. Dallas marched down the field on Buffalo's defense and made it look easy. They did. Dak Prescott looked like the number one quarter, you know, number one quarterback in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott looking like one of the best running backs in the NFL, and just they just moved very, very efficiently, and it worried me. It definitely worried me. But yeah, they marched 62 yards in 9 plays, 4 minutes 26 seconds. They did that. So they led. They led through the first quarter. Then Buffalo, you know, in the second quarter, Josh Allen hitting Cole Beasley, which was like, that was awesome. That was a really cool moment. We all know the, you know, what, well, where Cole Beasley came from. He came from Dallas. He, you know, he said some things on Twitter. He got attacked by some Cowboys fans, and he dished it right back, saying that the Bills facilities were better. And he gets hit with a 25-yard touchdown pass. It was beautiful. Allen right on the money. Efficient. It was an efficient play. And Cole Beasley just, you know, hitting the open space and getting the touchdown. That was absolutely huge. And just a big moment for Beasley. You know, he came into this game expecting, he wanted a little bit of revenge. He probably would have stayed in Dallas if Dallas was willing to open up their pocketbook a little bit. But, you know, obviously Buffalo was the team to do it. And, you know, it worked efficiently. The next scoring play put up Buffalo 13-7. John Brown, it was a little trickery. This was cool. John Brown's first pass ever in the NFL was a 28-yard pass to Devin Singletary. Took it into the house off of a double reverse. That was really cool to see. I love seeing good trick plays like that. And apparently that is the very first time in Bills history that a wide receiver has thrown a touchdown pass in 60 years of Buffalo Bills. But granted, Steven Hauschka missed the extra point after that, so things were looking not so great. But still, 13-7, you're up by a score at least. Really, I mean, after that first touchdown that Dallas had, it was all Buffalo. They scored, I want to say, 23 unanswered points. Yes, 26 unanswered points. They open up the third quarter, the first scoring play. Hauschka got a 41-yard field goal. Then a Bills touchdown. Josh Allen scrambled to the right for 15 yards and getting in. Everybody thought he was going to just go out of bounds, but he found just enough space to kind of dive in and get the score. And then a field goal, which was the last score for Buffalo. Hauschka, 26-yard field goal is good. So he made up for his misses. You know, there wasn't... obviously, it's nerve-wracking. We all know how important kickers are for a team success. We've seen many clutch moments, you know, fall through the wayside. Dan Carpenter is a name that rings a bell. And obviously Scott Norwood in the Super Bowls. And we all know how important kickers are. And Hauschka rebounded in a big way. You know, it definitely was much needed. Dallas eventually getting like a garbage time touchdown, essentially. It was at their last possession of the game. 70 yards on 5 plays. Buffalo was just pretty much playing like a soft coverage. They were just kind of very conservative. They weren't being aggressive, making tackles. Whatever. You can have this touchdown. We're going to win this game. And Buffalo recovered an onside kick attempt. And yeah, it was great. What I seen today was Josh Allen look like a very competent quarterback. Did he get the big yards? No. I'm over that. I'm over that very much so. He made smart decisions, smart plays, running backs, and you know, finding the right seams and getting big yardages. They're just marching down the field. I'm sure there's a stat here for first downs. I don't have that with me. But yeah, it was, excuse me, just a great offensive effort. Defense, you know, they start with Tulele, who is, I think he has the highest salary of the team on the Bills currently. He won. He picked off Dak Prescott, and it was really, really cool. You know, a couple other big turnovers, fumble recovery, and this and that. It was just an all-around great effort. The Bills, we wanted them to show up on primetime. They usually never do. That's been the way of Buffalo since the days of Jim Kelly. And they came up and showed up big. I'm going to go through the stats really quick for the game. Starting with the traveling Bills, as far as passing goes, Josh Allen, 19 of 24, 231 yards and one touchdown. Also, John Brown's one pass attempt and completion, 28-yard touchdown pass. For Dallas, Dak Prescott heaving the ball up quite a bit, 32 of 49, 355 yards, two touchdowns and one interception for Dak. As far as rushing went, Devin Singletary leading the way again. This is how it should be. 14 attempts, 63 yards. Josh Allen got 43 yards on his feet, as well as the aforementioned touchdown. Frank Gore, 9 attempts, 11 yards. And I mean, that's okay. Frank Gore was meant to be like kind of like that transition guy. Once LeSean McCoy got shipped off, Frank Gore was just kind of supposed to pave the way for Devin Singletary. And Singletary's he has been playing really good. He's been an integral part of why this offense is clicking. There's an offensive identity for once, and it's a wonderful thing. For Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott, 12 attempts, 71 yards on the ground. So the Bills contained him in that respect. Dak Prescott took off 4 times for 25. And Tony Pollard, 3 attempts for 7 yards. Now receiving, Cole Beasley eaten today, 6 receptions off 7 targets, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Devin Singletary, 3 catches, 38 yards, and 1 touchdown. Isaiah McKenzie, a couple big plays, 3 catches, 34 yards. John Brown, 3 catches, 26 yards. A little quiet of a night, but not bad. Foster had a big catch, one for 20 yards. Dawson Knox getting involved, 3 catches for 17, and Frank Gore had a catch for 14 yards himself. As far as Dallas went, Amari Cooper, 8 catches, 85 yards. He got some big plays off the Bills secondary, but he eventually got hurt. He kind of was phased out of the game. Ezekiel Elliott, 7 catches, 66 yards. Michael Gallup, 3 catches, 63 yards. Randall Cobb, 3 catches, 53 yards. Jason Witten had a touchdown reception. Ventel Bryant, touchdown reception for Dallas. You know, I got to say, one of my favorite parts of watching Dallas Cowboys games are when they're on the losing end and when Jerry Jones is kind of getting up and it's like, it's over. And he just walks away. I was so happy to see that in primetime. I'm sure a lot of America was. You know, Cowboys are a very brash fan base, fan organization. I mean, kind of like Buffalo Bills fans, I guess. But people want to see Dallas lose in the worst way. And, oh, my God, I enjoyed it. I really did. You know, I know some good Dallas Cowboys fans in my life. There's some really loudmouth ones who I hate. Or actually, I love seeing them get real quiet on social media when it comes to talking crap. I guess it was relatively enjoyable. One thing I was seeing around the interwebs after this game was This was kind of cool, too. There was a lot of screaming and yelling going on in the Dallas Cowboys locker room. We all know how, you know, this Dallas Cowboys team has had a rocky year. Dallas fans have been clamoring for Jason Garrett to get canned. And Buffalo, this victory on prime time, you know, well, not prime time, but on nationally televised, you know, a nationally televised football game, it could be the nail in the coffin for Jason Garrett, who might find himself on the unemployment line relatively soon, if not at least for the end of the season. But yeah, I mean, I'm food high right now. I'm just, I'm enamored. Just what a beautiful day. I love Thanksgiving football. I love football in general, obviously, but there's something special about football on Thanksgiving. And be able to watch the Buffalo Bills do it, you know, in Dallas, a regular host of Thanksgiving football. It's pretty much been there since 1966, with the exception of only 2 or 3 years. But you know, there's a lot of pride that comes with hosting it, and it's even better to watch our boys in blue and red and white go in there and just do their thing and It was just. It was surreal watching Josh Allen eat the turkey leg after that. And, like, yeah. Yeah, I'm just in a great mood. Next week, week 14 already. This NFL season is flying by. Bills are hosting the Baltimore Ravens, which, I mean, that's going to be a big test, an even bigger test than what we thought. You know, I think coming into this season, I really do. Baltimore is currently probably the best team in the NFL. You know, we'll find out. They whooped the Patriots pretty good. They play San Francisco this Sunday. And a 1 o'clock time slot. I don't understand that. But Lamar Jackson is tearing up the NFL. He's doing really, really good. You know, he hasn't been figured out yet. He just hasn't. You know, we'll find out if San Francisco can. They have a really good defense. But there's just something special about Lamar Jackson, and there's an intriguing matchup here with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson being they're the two best quarterbacks out of that 2018 draft class right now. Hands down, I would definitely vouch for that statement. You know, Lamar has put up some big numbers. He's done big things in big moments, and he's, you know, they just put the hurting on the Rams last week. And this Baltimore team is, like, they're fun to watch. But you know what? Any given Sunday, right? That's the mentality. Any given Sunday, they've beaten some Giants. The Bills, I think, are just a sleeping giant now. They're getting hot at the right time as far as how they play. You know, obviously the 9-3 record is, you know, that's pretty good. But it's the way that you play as far as what I consider, like, getting hot. And, you know, it's been a nice build-up since that Cleveland game. You got Miami, Denver last week, which they played very efficiently, and then Dallas this week. You know, tough stretch of games. And Buffalo, it's only going to get more exciting from here. Will it be deflating if they lose to Baltimore next week? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It would be, but you know, any given Sunday, like I said. But that does it for me. I got to go home, and I got to go see my wife. I have had a wild, crazy day. But, you know, hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Looking forward to next week. Enjoy this. Revel in it. Rub it in Dallas Cowboys fans' faces. Yeah, I guess you can actually do that now. But, yeah, we'll talk to you. Actually, I think me and Jeremy are supposed to connect this Sunday. The episode will be out Monday. We're supposed to connect and give you an episode. If it doesn't pan out, we'll talk to you after the Ravens game. Till next week, go Bills.